This program is brought to you by the University of Southern Queensland.
Welcome to the Ipswich Community Youth Service Laidback Hour. My name is Andrew, and co-hosting today is young Chelsea all the way from Ipswich. We are here from the Ipswich Community Youth Service Get Set for Work program, which is funded by the Queensland Government under the Skilling Queenslanders for Work initiative. Today we'll be speaking with the lovely Diana from Apprenticeships Queensland and get all the information you need to know about becoming an apprentice or a trainee with one of their amazing employers. Up now, listeners, we have the lovely young lady from Ipswich, Chelsea, and this is her first time on the radio, so we're going to give her a couple of questions and then she's going to interview our guest. Welcome, Chelsea. You keen to co-host today?
Yes, I'm very.
Very keen. Okay, good work, young lady. What do you think of the radio station? Do you, or radio studio? Is it what you thought it'd be?
No, actually.
No? What were you thinking?
I thought it would be like a big, like, box thing, and then they would be outside and, like...
Oh, okay. So very professional over here at Phoenix Radio. Do you think your friends and family would be jealous?
No, I think they'd be really proud of me.
They'll be proud of you?
Yeah.
That's good, young lady. We're proud of you too at ICYS. What are your plans once you finish high school? What career path do you think you might be interested in?
I want to go into uni and then become like a medical student, so become a midwife.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Well, you don't hear many young people, you know, thinking about that so early in their career, but yeah, full credit to you, young lady. That's good. What about a radio host like Russell over here, producer?
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah, I think you got the talent for it. Okay, what's your interest and hobbies outside of school?
I like to like sing and dance.
Okay.
You know, I like to just express myself.
Oh, you're going to sing for us on the radio?
No.
No? Oh, Russell would love a song sung, wouldn't you, Russell? Yeah, he would. Okay, are you keen to help interview Diana from Apprenticeships Queensland?
Yes, I am very.
Okay, cool. Up now, listeners, we have lovely Diana from Apprenticeships Queensland. I'm going to let young Chelsea take over here and interview Diana. So fire away, Chelsea.
Hi, Diana. How long have you been employed by Apprenticeships Queensland?
10.5 years, nearly 11 in May this year.
What is your role at Apprenticeships Queensland?
Work placement coordinator. So I place students into work experience so they can get hands-on knowledge of different kinds of trades and fields.
How long have you been in your current role?
10.5 years.
Okay. How long have Apprenticeships Queensland been established?
Over 33 years.
What's the difference between apprenticeships and traineeship?
Okay, so apprenticeships are normally trade-based or sort of like electrical, plumbing, tiling, carpentry, hairdressing, school, childcare. They go for 4 years, and a traineeship can be hospitality, IT, business, and they can go for 12 months full-time or 18 months school-based or part-time.
Both these can be done through school as well. How does that work?
Okay, so most students or parents should go and see vet coordinators and have a discussion with them, or they can contact Apprenticeships Queensland and we can guide them. But yes, they can both be done through school. It's just finding the suitable business for the right fit for each student.
How do young people at school find out if they're eligible?
Talk to their career coordinators, vet coordinators or guidance counsellors.
Does every high school or college have a school-based positions?
Normally, yes, but it's normally the businesses that supply the school-based positions. So it's, again, about finding the businesses that support school-based opportunities and employment.
What can be some of the greatest challenges for young people in apprenticeships and traineeships that you see?
Okay, so probably licenses and just getting the experience and keeping their enthusiasm and showing initiative up so that they can complete their qualification.
How do Apprenticeships Queensland help their clients to overcome these challenges?
Support, connecting them with networks, making sure that we stay in regular touch with the schools when necessary and parents if need be.
Diana, you previously said some of the greatest challenges for young people is not having a car licence. You know, I see that quite often in my field as well. Can you sort of explain, you know, how this can impact a young person by not having a licence?
Yeah, sure. Obviously, for trade-based, like I said, tiling, carpentry, and the list goes on, that obviously you've got to get to work sites and we've got to find the right fit if students don't have licences so that we can get the support from the industry, if they can pick them up or not. But otherwise, a lot of support is put back on the parents and they have to get them to and from site. And if parents are working, then that becomes quite impossible. But just licences are essential, you know, so as soon as they're eligible to get that licence, I encourage it greatly. Finances, you know, sometimes can be a problem or an issue because it's not cheap these days. And, just making sure that they've got family support and things like that to make it work so it can be a beneficial, you know, outcome for everybody.
Yeah, for sure. Well, what do you think overall percentage-wise it'd be the need for having a licence in an apprenticeship across all your different apprenticeships?
Well, it depends on really the trade. You know, like obviously, for instance, like commercial cook, people wouldn't think that they'd have to have a licence or hospitality. But when you think about it, you can be rostered on any different times throughout the day or night, depending on what stage you are, if you're a school-based or full-time. So, you know, you're at the mercy of public transport there. And then other trades, you know, if you're a carpenter, for example, and, you know, the guys finish a job and, you know, they've all gone and you're left with someone who, you know, has a car full and you can't get to the next location, public transport doesn't always work. I know that there's a lot of people who will make things work, no matter to what end. But, yeah, licences, you know, for most of those trades that you have to move around because job sites can change from week to week, day to day, so it is quite essential.
Yeah, for sure. And like you said, you strongly encourage licences. So, and I do also at within our line of work, it's so important. I suppose, does having a licence increases the chances of securing employment? I suppose, in a way, you've already answered that, but especially in your trades.
Yes, it does greatly, but obviously, like I said, there are many industries out there that will support good students and help, you know, pick them up and everything. Just got to find the right fit for everybody, you know, for the businesses and for the students, and, you know, just make sure that everybody's supportive and doing the right things, I suppose.
Yeah, for sure. How do Apprenticeships Queensland encourage people to find the right trade, Diana?
Find the right trade work experience, I highly recommend. And it's very beneficial. It's how you can figure out whether you're suited to the industry, if you're going to like it, if it's something that you could see, you know, completing a qualification in, being 4 years. And especially if you start at school, you only do one day a week. So that 4 years can be a little bit longer. And, you know, once you get your qualification, you know, a lot of more things open up to you. You can become your own boss if you please, or you could stay working for somebody. So, yeah, it's very, very beneficial work experience placement. And I suggest every single school student, you know, whether they're doing ATAR subjects or non-ATAR, participate in work placement because it can lead into a part-time job too.
Yeah, that's great. Great feedback. Thank you for that. Hopefully that'll help some of our listeners. We often have female clients asking for employment in trades such as mechanics, engineering, construction, etc. You know, those male-dominated areas. Do Apprenticeships Queensland encourage females to apply for those positions?
Yes, we do. We actually have a few hosts that actually support the females, and there's other networks out there that you can connect with that are specifically for women in construction, women in trades, and there's a few events coming up in the next couple of weeks. Awesome Women in Construction and NARWIC, they all support females in the trades, so I would suggest that young females jump on board and look them up and also participate in work experience because that's how they're going to find out if they're suited to the industry and whether or not, you know, they want to continue with that through to the end.
Yeah, okay, that's great. That also probably answers my next question. I just said, you know, is there many employers willing to look at female employees? and you've sort of said yes, so, you know, that's great. You know, as long as our females get the same opportunities as the males, that's what we're after.
There's always something you can find on Google, on the internet. Yeah. Lady tradies, look them up, and I'm sure they'll be out there.
Yep, no, perfect, no drums at all. Okay, Chelsea, are you happy to speak to Diana and ask her these last couple of questions?
Yep.
Okay.
How do our listeners, employers or employees, register for Apprenticeships Queensland to find employment?
Go to our website, www.apprenticeshipsqld.com.au. Our vacancies are listed on there. And employees can either send us an inquiries email or call us on 333 9533.
What age does eligibility start for Apprenticeships Queensland, and is there a cutoff age?
Well, we don't actually set the requirements of age, but it's normally through the apprenticeships, the Queensland apprenticeships and government. And I believe that you can start some apprenticeships and traineeships as young as 13, but normally employable age is 14 and 9 months. So I think it's just about case by case, individual, so we can assess that when people call and make an inquiry.
What do you find most rewarding about your role?
I like helping young people find their career paths, or, you know, just find where they fit. It's very rewarding when you know that someone likes doing what they're doing. They have financial, you know, support. They can become someone, you know, and save up and do things that they want to do. Really gives them some confidence.
Yeah, no, that's great, Diana. Thank you for your time for coming on today. We know you're a busy lady and you do wonderful work out there. At Apprenticeships Queensland, so thank you very much. We'll let you get back to your day if that's okay.
Thanks very much for having me.
Cool, thank you. Young Chelsea, before we continue, there was one major question that I forgot to ask you, which was very important. For producer Russell, Marvel or DC and why?
Marvel, definitely, because I feel like it's just like more real instead of like all the cartoons and pixels and stuff.
Okay, so who's your favourite Marvel character then?
Venom.
Venom. Oh, okay, you're getting the thumbs up from producer Russell, so that's a good sign. He likes you, so you'd be welcome back. Okay, listeners, before we wrap up, I'm just going to throw it out there to any possible employers who are wanting to offer young people employment opportunities. We have so many young people throughout our organisation wanting employment, so if you're looking for an employee from age of 14 to 24, please feel free to give me a call at the office. I have a pretty good understanding of what employers need, as myself have been employed before, and I know how important it is to get the right applicant. So, don't be afraid to give me a buzz. You're the employer, giving a young person an opportunity really empowers that young person. Quite often they will flourish under the leadership in the adult world. So, like I said, feel free to reach out and offer any young person employment. Many might not have the experience, but none of us did at one stage, so giving them an opportunity to prove themselves would be greatly appreciated in the Ipswich community. So, like I said, reach out to me at Ipswich Community Youth Service if you have any positions available at all. It doesn't matter what it is, and then, I can try and link those young people in with yourself. Well done, young Chelsea. You've done so well today. I'm pretty sure producer Russell was impressed with your first-time efforts. So am I. You should be very proud of yourself too, young lady. You've done an outstanding job. So thanks for coming and taking the time today to co-host. You want to come back again?
Yes.
Okay, then. We'll probably get you back. Okay, that's it, listeners. So, again, special thanks to Chelsea, 13-year-old, and coming on and doing this. It's a great effort. Also, a special thanks to producer Russell, his management, and to Phoenix Radio for giving this opportunity again. We greatly appreciate your support. That's all we have time for today on the ICUIS Layback Hour. Get set for work program. As we always say, be kind, be safe, and goodbye.